MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Christo de Wit, Lunas Country Manager for South Africa. Christo, I appreciate the time. We've got the Bitcoin halving coming up. I've chatted on this show about it a bit before. In essence, this happens about every 4 years. I understand the reward, the payment for miners essentially is halved, hence the halving. And they're going to be getting 3.125 Bitcoin post that halving event.
That's right, Simon. The halving is anticipated to take place this coming Friday evening at around 10 p.m. South Africa time. Mm-hmm. And this is a process that's built into the fundamentals of Bitcoin. It's built into the algorithm. And the reason why it's built in is for that inflationary reason to always limit the supply of Bitcoin that is available.
Yeah.
Now, as you mentioned, these Bitcoin miners, these are huge processing warehouses, if you will, that processes the transactions from the Bitcoin blockchain, in an essence, verifying these transactions. And in doing so, solving very complex mathematical algorithms, they are then rewarded with Bitcoin, right? And as you mentioned, this coming Friday evening, that reward will be slashed in half, from 6.25 to 3.12 Bitcoin that they will be rewarded for every block that they solve. Now, this is quite an interesting development. What we see with these halvings looking back over the last few years is that, you know, these occur roughly every 4 years. Mm-hmm. And usually that we've seen is, you know, in these halving cycles, Bitcoin has reached an all-time high, breaking through, you know, previous records. But you know, this year is a little bit different. What we've seen with the approval of the spot Bitcoin ETFs in the US, that Bitcoin has already shot through that all-time high, you know, in March this year, reaching the highs of around $73,000, or just over $73,000. So this is really unprecedented territory for the industry.
It is less supply for the miners. I don't know what it's costing. And I once heard a figure that it was costing about 15,000 Bitcoin price was the break-even for the miners. And I don't know how accurate that is. At current price points, they might make less profit. They're still making profit, though.
Well, that's the thing, right? I think these miners, because, you know, there's a four-year cycle, these mining institutions, they've had time to prepare for this. They've had time to even out their business models to ensure that the revenue that they're generating is still going to be enough to keep operations going. Mm-hmm. Now, these miners don't only get revenue from mining itself, but they also, or from the verification, but they also get in the transaction fees. And the miners actually play a very important role in the sense that as they are verifying these transactions and unlocking, you know, new Bitcoin to put onto the blockchain, they're actually selling that Bitcoin to cover their costs. So they are also feeding into the supply. So the miners play a very, very important role. Now, you touched on, you know, what the cost is for these mining in operation, and that is obviously exorbitantly high. There's been a lot of discussion on the amount of energy that it takes to do this Bitcoin mining. But I think what is important about these halving events, and as they will continue until all the Bitcoin has been mined, which is roughly estimated, you know, just around the year 2125, is that these Bitcoin mining operations will have to get more energy efficient because they'll have to bring their costs down.
And that's something, in fact, I was chatting earlier in the week with a guest just around the massive move to energy, $100 trillion to be spent dollars over the next couple of decades, because it's not just miners, it's data centers, it's AI, it's everyone who needs that power. And also what they do, and I mean, Bitcoin's never going to suffer a 50% attack where there's one miner is doing half of the mining. It's just simply too large. If I start a little crypto coin, I could be under threat of that. But in the Bitcoin space, there must be thousands of miners.
No, exactly. And I mean, there's a lot that comes into play with where these mining operations are set up. There's a lot of geopolitical things that we need to consider as well. Mm. At one point, you know, all of the miners were concentrated in China. China then had that Bitcoin ban going on. So we see a lot of those miners then setting up shop in the US. I know Texas is a very big hub for mining operations, but also the likes of Malaysia and Kazakhstan, you know, are all mining hotspots. And interesting, I read an article earlier this week about a net zero carbon mining operation being set up in Bhutan. So a lot in the space developing there, and a lot of interesting things happening, obviously, to make these mining operations more energy efficient.
Yeah, okay. I remember reading something as well where they were trying to mine exclusively off solar. I don't know what happened, but again, to make it, you know, green in a sense. changing track slightly, we chatted back in January when we saw, was it 11 US ETFs all suddenly arrive on one day to great fanfare. We've seen some outflows from those US listed Bitcoin ETFs. I suppose this makes sense. It's the initial fanfare. And as you mentioned, a $73,000 price in March, some folks balancing and taking profits. Outflows is what happens. We see it in the general equity ETFs and the JSE all the time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think for South Africans to put that all-time high into context, the Bitcoin high that we reached in March was 1.3 million rand for a Bitcoin. And that's largely driven by those ETFs being approved. We saw those ETFs, the large institutional players, the inflow of funds into those ETFs, you know, capping at around the $12 billion mark. And the outflows that we're seeing now, yes, there's significant outflows, not to that extent. We saw around $83 million of outflows, but it's still quite substantial to see all of that institutional money going into Bitcoin, which obviously had an impact on the price rally that we saw in March.
Yeah, 1.3 million ZAR. I should actually watch Bitcoin in rands rather than dollars, although the number of zeros will boggle my head. Krista de Wit, you know, country manager for South Africa, always appreciate the time and the insights.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.